Good morning. God bless you. This is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Yesterday we were reading out of Psalms 119. I think we read to either verse 72 or somewhere thereabout. So this morning I'm going to start with verse 73 and we're going to continue. I hope you find it like I do as we read through this psalm that it really inspires me to have a love and a passion and a desire to know God's law, which is the same as His Word. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue reading here. We're not going to read quite all of it this morning, maybe make a few comments as we go. And then we'll see how the Lord leads. Possibly we can, in another day, go through it a little bit more in detail and look at some of the things, maybe a list of what the Word of God is to us and those kind of things. So we'll see how the Lord leads there and what He will provide for us. So anyway, we're going to start in verse 73. We're going to read through verse 136, I believe it is, and make a few comments as we go. There's lots of very powerful things in here. When we look at this whole psalm, and you come out of it feeling like, you know, the Word of God is extremely powerful. It's true. It says it's eternal. It's forever settled in heaven. It'll never change. Whatever God says happens, and that's the end of the story. So anyway, we're going to continue reading. Verse 73, Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn Thy commandments. They that fear Thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in Thy word. I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right, and that Thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray Thee, Thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to Thy word unto Thy servant. Let Thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for Thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in Thy precepts. Let those that fear Thee turn unto me, and those that have known Thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in Thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for Thy salvation, but I hope in Thy word. Mine eyes fail for Thy word, saying, When wilt Thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget Thy statutes. How many are the days of Thy servant? When wilt Thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after Thy law. All Thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help Thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not Thy precepts. Quicken me after Thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of Thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to Thine ordinances, for all are Thy servants. Unless Thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget Thy precepts, for with them Thou hast quickened me. I am Thine, save me, for I have sought Thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider Thy testimony. I have seen an end of all perfection, but Thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I Thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through Thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for Thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep Thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep Thy word. I have not departed from Thy judgments, for Thou hast taught me. How sweet are Thy words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through Thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee. I am afraid of thy judgment. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fill for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they kept not thy law. Okay, we're going to stop there for this morning. I just want to inspire you again, you know, as we read through this psalm, and we see what God's word is and what it does for us, the power of it, and his law, it calls it the law, or the word, or the statutes, or the testimonies, or all those different things is what the word of God is. And when we read through this and we get an understanding of what it is, one verse that stood out was verse 92, unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. And I see that as when we are afflicted, or when we go through hard times, sometimes we are tempted to give up. Sometimes people do give up. Sometimes they fall away when they fall into temptation or into difficult times. But here it says, unless thy law had been my delight. If his law is our delight, then we will have an understanding of what afflictions and difficulties are for, therefore our purification. And also, just as we look at God's word, many times, especially as we think of it as a law, we think of it as something that we need to do because we are God's people. And so therefore we're kind of do it even a little grudgingly sometimes, that, okay, well, I guess I have to do this because, after all, I'm a Christian and I need to do what God tells me to. And while that is true, it is much deeper than that as well. And if we can get a hold of the fact that God's word is a protection to us and a shield to us and a guide and like a road map or something, then it becomes a completely different story. We all of a sudden we can look at it and we can say, okay, so what more am I missing? What else is in this word, in this law that I'm not doing that I can do as a protection for me and my family and as a guide for my life? And so it takes a whole new meaning on it if we have a right understanding of God's word. So I want to just encourage you again to love and to read God's word and to read it as a love letter from God, as a set of instructions that will guide you, that will keep you, and will keep you from evil, that will guide you in the right way. And we will have some more tomorrow morning. May his face shine upon you. May his love may your heart be filled with his love. May you walk in his grace today. God bless you.